thank each and every one of you for coming out today, and I know the Lord's going to bless you because he will bless the people that brings blessings to him, and I know you do because of you being here. So we just need to thank the Lord for your presence today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. My Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, as we go in, as we read your scripture, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, for that fresh anointing from on high, God. Father, that you may feel these lips, Father, thy words from heaven, Father, today. We just want to thank you and want to praise you. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. For the sake of time, because Sister Nancy's going to be leaving in a little bit. So for the sake of time, that we're going to just read maybe one verse, well, two verses of scripture. But it's over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. It says, let all your things be done with charity. Verse 14 and verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruit of Hakaya, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I want to look at a word there in verse 15. One particular word there. And we hear it today a whole lot. You hear it on the news. You see it in the paper. But the word there is addiction. Addiction. We know that people today, they're addicted on something, but majority of the people, what they're addicted on is drugs. They're addicted on drugs, they're addicted on alcohol and all of that. But I want to look at this today in this thought. What are you addicted on? Where it says right here, says that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. We need to be addicted on something. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 17, addicted themselves to the ministry. We need to be addicted to the ministry that the Lord Jesus Christ has raised up here at Faith Baptist Church. We need to be addicted to the ministry. And with that addiction, we need to be addicted to the saints of God. We need to go out here and tell people that we come in contact with some things that we, and some things that the Lord has placed on our hearts that we may go about and do. The word addicted a lot today, we bear of those being addicted to certain things and programs designed to help addicts deal with a problem. We know that we have the drug, per se, where people are addicted on drugs and they can go and get help. And they can go to a hospital or they can go and talk to a group of people and they can get help in that way. But not only are they addicted on drugs, but we also have people that is addicted on alcohol. Is addicted on the alcoholic beverage. Now, we know that we have the AAA. We know that we have all these programs out here that people can go to. But all of them programs is good in its own fashion. But unless they come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can honestly and truly get them out of the addiction that they're in and be addicted to what he has for them to do. We notice right here that according to Tauber Medical Directory, addiction means to have a physical dependence on a substance with use of increasing amount. Mobley's Medical Dictionary defines it as compulsive, uncontrollable dependence on a substance or a habit practiced to such a degree that to stop suddenly will cause severe emotion and mental reaction. Imagine for a moment if all who were in the Bible believing church will become addicted to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we imagine what would happen? We cannot imagine what would happen if we got addicted to the ministry that he has raised up here. We need to be mindful of that. We need to be mindful that and what addiction that we have. And how does one become addicted? How does one become addicted? The first thing is by experience. An individual that's addicted on drugs, how do they get it? They go out here and they make heavy peer pressure on them that they may think that they can just go out here and smoke a little weed, a little pot. But that's the first. Then when they do that, the devil has got a hold to them. The devil's got a hold on them and a stronghold of addiction. Because once you get a hold to it, you cannot get away from it. Why? Because one time is going to cause another time to come about. We don't need to be addicted on anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he said right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 15. That they have addicted themselves. They haven't addicted themselves on the world. They haven't addicted themselves on strong drink back then. That's not what he's talking about. They are talking about the ministry that the Lord Jesus Christ has raised up. That's what he wants us to be addicted to. And if we would just concentrate a little bit this morning in what we must be addicted to. Addiction, it means that you have to have experience. Not only that, it will involve us in what we do. It involves us in going and seeing the pusher right here to get that extra little high that we need. Well, I want to tell you something. If they would get addicted to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ can put a high on them that they will never, ever experience again. Why? Because of the high will be in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The high will be on the lost souls as outside of this door. The high that they experience will be on the Lord Jesus Christ. We know today that people are addicted on alcohol. If they are, then what does it do? They go to ABC store. Why was it called the ABC store? It's not called that because of alcoholic or alcohol beverage company or nothing like that. You know the reason it's called the ABC store? Because they know if they get people in there and if they get them addicted to the liquor that they have, then the individual can't say anything else above the C, ABC. They cannot go to D. They cannot go to 4 or 5. Why? Because they're addicted. They're addicted on them 3 letters. A, B, and C. They're addicted on the alcohol. They're addicted on the beverage. And they're addicted on the control that it has over their life. It controls their life. Involved. We need to get involved in the Lord Jesus Christ's work. We need to get more involved in what we are now. Yes, I know that you are involved. I know that you pray for the church. I know that each one of us pray for the church. Each one of us want to see the church grow, but it will not grow unless we are addicted to what? To the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we get addicted to Him? We get addicted to Him by witnessing. We get addicted to Him by our time and by our giving. We get addicted to Him because nothing else that we even want to talk about will go to Jesus. Everything that we speak, some portion of that needs to go to the Lord Jesus and praise Him for it. You know, I love to be around people. I love to be around brothers and sisters in Christ. I love to be around them that want to speak my language. That's who I want to be around. I want to be around people that speaks my language. What is my language? My language is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who I want to be around. That's who I want to be addicted to, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Because He's done so much more for us that they have addicted themselves. Paul is a good example of that. Paul was addicted to what? He was addicted to the... When he was Saul, he was addicted to the devil. He was addicted because of what? Because of the cause of the devil. Because he didn't believe in God. He did not do that. But see, people cannot get saved when they want to get saved. They think that they can just come to church and they can come and walk the aisle and bow on the altar and they can get saved. It don't work that way. It's not that easy. They have to be drawn by the Holy Spirit of God. And when they're drawn by the Holy Spirit of God, then they can get addicted to who? The Lord Jesus Christ. And they need to get addicted to Him. We all need to get more addicted to Him. We need to get on a high. We need to get on the new wine. If we get on the new wine and if we get on the high of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's nothing can stop us. Nothing. Satan himself cannot stop us. Oh, he wants to. He wants to stop us. He wants to stop you. He wants to stop this church. He wants to stop the ministry here. Why? Because he knows the Lord Jesus Christ has been lifted up and he has been praised. Why? Because he is worthy of all of my praise. He deserves everything that I have. He deserves every breath that I can muster up to give to Him. He deserves it. I don't deserve the next breath that I'm going to breathe. I don't deserve the next step that I take. I don't deserve the next words that come out of my mouth. I don't deserve any of that. But the only reason that he has allowed me to look at that and deserve that is because I trusted him. Because I trusted him as my Savior. I trusted him because he is not only just my Savior, but he was my elder brother in heaven looking after me. Not only that, you have an elder brother in heaven looking after you. And he prays for you each and every day. We see that over there in the book of Luke, chapter 22, I think it is, where he says, I am praying for you. That's when he was speaking to Peter. He was speaking to Peter. He said, Peter, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that your faith will not falter. I'm praying that you'll keep your faith. I'm praying for you. Hey, I don't know if anybody else I'd rather be praying for me than the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the reason why? Because he gets in touch with the Father. He gets in touch with my Heavenly Father. And how do I know when he's going to tell my Father? How do I know that? Because he has a personal relationship with my Father. Addicted. Not only being addicted brings experience, and it involves us. It engrosses us. Once one had said, experience evolved, become involved. They then become engrossed. The Christian should become engrossed in the ministry. They need to be engrossed. Nothing else that they need to think about. They need to think about the ministry. They need to think about the next moment in our life. They need to think about what we're going to be doing. We're praying for you. Ain't got long.
Nope.
Engrossed, involving. Once one has experienced the substance of involving, your experience will expand into a greater and a greater desire. Once one has trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they experienced a hunger that they never had before. I did not have the hunger that I have today in the Lord Jesus Christ before. Why? Because I was deaf. I didn't understand. Why? Because I was hungry and I was engrossed in what the devil was offering me. I was engrossed in what was around me at the time. But now I'm engrossed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given me a hunger that I long for every day. And for that hunger, it will fill that void. It will fill that emptiness that I had in my soul. Because I was once empty. I was once empty. I was once that did not have no desire. I was just about that close. At the time, probably, and wanting to blow my brains out. But the Lord Jesus Christ allowed me to see an individual go in to a convenience mart one day. Went in, I don't know what he got, but he got had a bag. I don't know if he got bread or cold drink, I don't know. But when he come back outside, he got in that 48 or 49 Chevrolet truck. And the door was still open. And he went and put the key in his switch to crank the truck up. After he put this key in his switch, he fell over to the side. Just like that. Dead. That got a hold to me. And that bothered my conscience. That bothered me personally. Because I was thinking about ending it a few days before that. But when I saw all of that, a light come on. A light come on up here. And I went home and I told my wife. I said, "Shell, we're going to JCPenney's this evening." And that was when JCPenney's was up there in Blue Park. I said, "We're going to JCPenney's." She said, "What are we going up there for?" I said, "I need some new clothes. I need you some new clothes." What she said, "What do you need new clothes for? You got some in there." I said, "I'm going to church Sunday. I'm going to church Sunday." This Sunday is when them three individuals and when that missionary, and that's the reason I love missionaries today. That missionary stood about 6'6", probably weighed 250, 275 pounds. And he preached on heaven, first of all. Preached on heaven first. Then he preached on hell. Kind of got my attention a little bit. But I said, "Well, after I get home, I can tell my wife, ain't no need y'all worrying me anymore about going to church." I said, "I'd have done it. I'd have went." But with that missionary preaching, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, got on him that day. And he was up there just a preaching. He didn't have his finger pointed. He was just a preaching. He was just a preacher. But the only thing I could see was that long finger going in and out of the pews, getting around people, getting to my heart. I remember things like that. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ brought me to the point in my life what I needed to see. What I needed to see. Sometimes we don't understand why things happen in our families. We don't understand why things happen on a job. We don't understand why things happen. But there's not one thing that happened to anybody that the Lord Jesus Christ does not have a purpose for it. He has a purpose for everything. He has a purpose for everything. We need to have the desire to want to grow. We need to have the desire that we want to be perfect. Now, the word perfect in the Bible means completely different than what the Webster Dictionary and all the other Bibles, all the other dictionaries says. But perfect means in the Word of God. Is mean maturing, means growing in something. We need to want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus grow in grace and it is the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Grow. We need to grow. We need to grow in what? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to grow in his grace. We need to grow and everything that he is. We need to grow in his love for us. We need to allow our love to grow like his love does. We need to humble ourselves like he humbles himself. I got to go to the eye doctor next month. November, I don't know when it is. Shelby does. But I got to go to the eye doctor. One thing I'm going to ask him something. I says, Doc, can you look and see if my tear duct if my tear ducts has got a stopper at the end of it. Because I need to get back to what I originally was when I first met the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to humble myself to him. I need to allow them tear ducts to open up. I need for them tears to flow for the grace and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had Christian men tell me, say, well, you know, I can worship the Lord, but I can't cry. Because I think a grown man that cries, a grown man that sheds a tear, is that they're not strong enough. They're not macho enough. What I say to them people, the men that says that they don't want to see nobody, they don't want anybody to see them weep. They don't want to see nobody look at them and say, what you crying about? Hey, an individual, a grown man, I don't care, he can be 7 foot tall, he can weigh 300 pounds or 400 pounds. But in my book, if he is not willing to shed a tear over a lost loved one, and if he's not ready to shed a tear over his family, I call them wimps. They're wimps. Why? Because they're not willing for something else to come into their life. I've seen children come up. One instance is Bertie Jones. His young son at that time had one son. But every service
He was saved. He knew he was saved. But every service, when the invitation was given, if nobody else didn't come, he was on the altar. He was on the altar. Why? Because he wanted his Father to know the Lord. He wanted his Father to be able to come to church. He wanted his Father, his mother was there with him, but his Father wasn't. He wanted him, his mother, and his Father together in the house of the Lord. That young lad, who was less than 8 years old at the time, I believe, but he would come to the altar, and it wouldn't be long he would be weeping. It wouldn't be long he'd be crying. It wouldn't be long where he'd be shedding a tear. And some of the people in his church, they tried to come up and they tried to console him. That's not what he wanted. He didn't want to be consoled by the people. He wanted the people to pray for his Father. He wanted the people to pray for him, that he could live the life before his Father. I believe that with all my heart. He wanted Jesus Christ in his Father's life. That's all I want. There are people out here, they can't know the Lord. Why? Because they don't have him. He's not in their life. They don't have no desire. They don't have no desire to come to church. They don't have no desire to fulfill God's love. That's the reason I do what I do. It's not because of me, because of him. Because I got addicted to him right after I got saved. I got addicted to him, and I had men and I had the ladies in the church that come up to me and they'd say, "We missed you. We missed you." Hey, not only that, I didn't have the nerve enough to tell them, "I miss church." But I did. One day, I finally asked Jesus Christ, that was my Savior, in my study there at the house. I was reading God's Word, and I was reading it over there in the book of Psalms. And I asked, after I read two or three chapters there, I asked Jesus Christ, would he be the Lord in my life? Because if he's not the Lord of an individual's life, then they're going to be a hit and a miss. They're going to be a hit and a miss. And they're just going to come when they feel like. When Jesus Christ, when he becomes personal to you, and when he becomes the Lord of your life, then you have all the desire in the world to please him and him only. I cannot please man. I know that. Man cannot be pleased by other individuals. But we can be pleased with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's done something for our life. He's done something for my life that I didn't have no part of. I didn't have no part of it. I just said, "Lord, here I am. If you will, save me." That's the thing I knew to do. I didn't ask him to go through all his emotions. I didn't ask him to, "Well, Lord, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I know about the virgin birth, and I know about Calvary. I know about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I didn't go through all that. I didn't need to. I didn't want to go through all that. I wanted just him to accept me as I was. That's where we lose out a whole lot of times. We don't say, Lord, I know you my Savior. I know you've kept me. I know you've helped me along the way. But I need your help. Mankind, we are not always in the right mind to accept someone else's help. Why? Because we're so independent. Now I have a mother. She's so independent. She won't even ask for help. She's been like it all of her life. But we don't need to be so independent to where we can't go to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I need your help today. Lord, I haven't called anybody lately. I haven't talked to anybody lately new. I need your help, Lord. I need your help in who you want me to call, who you want me to concentrate on. I need your help. And I love them three words. So in the book of Matthew, ask. We must ask the Lord for help. We must ask Him for help. And when we ask Him for help, then what He tells us is to go and knock on somebody's heart's door with the gospel, telling people about His precious, precious love. His love is so precious. We don't really understand it. If we really understand what His love truly meant, I think a whole lot of us would wake up. The Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to close in with this, but the Lord Jesus Christ, with God the Father's help, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has given us a beautiful building that we can call home, that we can call a place of worship, that we can come in Him. And we can worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the name of that church is Faith Baptist Church. We had the faith that we need to put in the Lord Jesus Christ. And with the faith that we put in Him, then the faith that He's going to put His faith and us, which is the church. Why do we go by Baptist? The reason I go by Baptist was by choice. It was because that the Baptist was more in line with the doctrine and with the Lord Jesus Christ than any other nomination that there is. See, the thing about it, people to do today,
they look and they hear about denominations. The only reason that I am a Baptist, like I said, by choice. Plus, it identifies me, what? With the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. I believe in them three. I believe in the gospel. I believe once saved, always saved. And I believe that when an individual truly accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord, then they should want to come, and they would want to come and be immersed. They want to be baptized. And that, when that baptismal pool right there is full of water, and when somebody gets in that baptismal pool there, what are they doing? They're recognizing that they have went under the water. They've took away the sin. They're washed completely. Washed completely. They're cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they should come and join a local church. They should search out a church that believes in the same faith that they believe in. And not only that, after they become a Christian, after they're being baptized, and after they join the church, which there's not but two, is not but two ordinances that the church has. The first ordinance after they're saved is the baptismal pool. The next ordinance is the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, tonight, this evening, this morning, Father, now, Lord, and maybe in the afternoon, I do not know. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message that you've touched my heart with. Lord Jesus, that I need to be addicted. We all need to be addicted to you. And when the addiction comes, we know that you'll speak to us in a way, Father, that we don't understand. But Lord, we do thank you. Thank you for these people that come out today. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, if something was said this morning that landed on that individual's heart and upon their ears of hearing the Word of God, my prayer is that they would want to come forward this morning. And they would want to surrender everything that they have unto you. Because, Father, until we surrender it all, there's some things that we will not forget. And we need to forget about it. And Father, and I do not believe that you'll bless us until we bring it all to you. Father, we thank you for praying for us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a part of this fellowship, a part of the saints of God. Thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.